Like so, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. They just sang the song, I Am Redeemed, by the blood of the Lamb. Ain't nothing else that'll redeem you. Jesus, Scripture says, not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We know that. I appreciate the fact that the Lord knows your heart. He knows what you stand in need of. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to read a little out of the fourth chapter and the fifth chapter and the eighth chapter. We need your prayers. Appreciate you being here. Trust and pray that you'll just do that the Lord bids you to do. I thought that, quite frankly, I was thinking about some of them that done gone on that had a great impact on this church. Elder Smith. Buddy, Nelly, I think about the song that Nelly wrote, and they sang quite often. I believe she wrote some other songs, but the most popular one was My Home. My Home. You know, there's a lot of people that they believe there's a heaven, but they just gonna straggle around and hope that they make it. But I'm gonna tell you, the only ones gonna make is them that's been redeemed. Preacher, you just old-fashioned and you old-fogy. And, you know, I didn't used to be. It's been a good journey. Yeah. They sing a song that says it's been a long journey. And sometimes it seems like it was long, but most of the time it seems very short. But it's been a good journey. I appreciate the Lord in my life. I appreciate Him. I appreciate what He brought me from. You know, I don't think a whole lot about what I used to be. I got too many miles of what I am to worry about what I used to be. Old devil, we call it the old devil. Bruce said this morning, we all got an opinion. My greatest enemy is me. My greatest. My greatest enemy that I'll ever overcome is me. And the truth of it is, if you ever get born again, you'll have to yield unto the Lord. You have to yield your life You know, it's hard. These people tell me all the time, well, preacher, you're a preacher. You can't expect everybody to live like you. It's not my expectation, folks. It's what he said. He expects the same from you as he does me or any other preacher. I am redeemed. I thought about Nellie and why she wrote that song. Why? I never did ask her. I should have, probably. But no doubt she is thinking about home. And I don't know how many songs Elvis wrote. A lot of them probably never got out of this church. But what the Lord put on their heart. But I love that song, Jesus Found Me, walking in sin and shame. She knows what she is talking about. I believe Nellie knows what she is talking about. She is looking a little further than this world. If you make it, you're going to have to get out of this world. And I got news for you. There is a way out. They most certainly are. Fourth chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to start with the 15th verse. Read just a few verses. I do need your prayers this morning. It says, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. We're going to read, start in the 5th chapter. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, whereof as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. 8th chapter of the book of Romans. I'm going to start with the 18th verse. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I know that's a lot of reading, and I don't expect, no doubt, that you'll remember all that, but it seemed like, just to be honest with you, and I had to read all of that seemingly to get where we need to be, I guess, this morning. But nonetheless, you pray for just a minute. I know that I've read a lot, and I know that there's a lot of different things that I've read in this scripture this morning, brethren, that if you'll listen to that of the Word of God, and you'll listen to the Spirit of God, you'll find out there's something in you that yearns, my friend, for the redemption of God. It most certainly does. That ain't what I'm going to preach on. I'm going to preach on hope this morning, the Lord being our helper. Hope. Now, I read about it in two or three different places today, my friend, about hope. And hope, the Bible says, maketh not ashamed. So if you've got hope, and the Bible also teaches, my friend, Paul said this. He said, if in this life only I had hope, I would be of all men most miserable. Brethren, hope goes beyond this world. It goes beyond whatever you can even think or imagine. I've read enough scripture this morning, my friend, to preach on a month, my friend, in every one of these other preachers, and we'd never get it preached out. The redempting power comes from God. The redemptive, my friend, plan of salvation is for man. It never was, brethren, for man to live without God. God always wanted to have fellowship with man. And brethren, he found all the way down through the Old Testament, my friend, we find God trying his best, brethren, to have fellowship with his people. I want you to know today that God is still trying to have fellowship with his people. Yes, he is. Brethren, there's folks today that knows the way of God, that knows when God speaks, and brethren, they have desecrated the word of God today. Now, you bear with me. Hey, you say, preacher, I don't know if I want to listen to that message or not. Hey, my friend, this thing works one way. Hey, my friend, yes it is. You ever been on a street? Hey, my friend, and it said one way. Hey, my friend, brother, you best not go the backward way. Hey, my friend, you'll get run over. Oh, yes, you will. And I want you to know, brethren, that there's hope for you. But, brethren, you've got to open your heart unto him. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You've got to open. My friend, open your heart. My friend, unto him. Oh, yes, you do. I thought about. And I'm going to take my time, but you just bear with me. My friend, glory. Hallelujah. And my friend, brethren, if you've got hope today, and my friend, then brethren, you probably gonna make it. And my friend, you say, preacher, I ain't gotta have hope. Well, according to the scripture, you do. And my friend, he said, for we are saved by hope. And my friend, yes, sir, I know we're, you say, preacher, we're saved by grace through faith. Hey, yes, sir, but brethren, there's some hope involved. Hey, yes, they are. There's hope. Hey, brethren, I want to tell you that this morning that there's hope for you. Hey, yes, they are. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, my friend, brethren, it ain't my friend that God wants you to perish. Hey, my friend, God don't want you to live in this world without him. Hey, my friend, did you know that? Hey, my friend, he wants you. He wants you to put all your all in him. Yes, he does. Hey, my friend, something was said yesterday. Hey, my friend, about Jesus giving all. Hey, my friend, he give all. Hey, my friend, that we might have all. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, we've got it all. Hey, yes, we do. We ain't got nothing lacking. No, sir, we've got nothing this morning. My friend, that God has come short. My friend, concerning mankind. No, sir, he gave his life for you. My friend, he died for you. My friend, they sang the song, redeemed. My friend, brethren, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, yes, sir, redeemed. My friend, brethren, not by your own merits. My friend, but by the blood. Yes, sir. My friend, I wonder this morning. I really do. I wonder. My friend, brethren, if you realize, my friend, the fact. My friend, that God died for you. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, Jesus died. My friend, you can't separate them. My friend, God sent his son into this world, brethren, that they might be a way made. That man might can get
get back in fellowship, my friend, with God. You won't know what hope is. My friend, that's hope. Yes, sir, that tells me there's hope for you. Yes, sir. When I started in this way, my friend, brother, and some of them has made mention this weekend about when they first got saved. Brother, when I first got saved, I didn't know what I had. My friend, I really didn't. I didn't know. My friend, I really did not know. And realize, brethren, what God had actually done in my life. My friend, but I knowed one thing. And one thing only. My friend, and they had been a change. My friend, brethren, when I told the church I got saved. My friend, brethren, it wasn't just words. My friend, brethren, it changed. Something changed in my life. My friend, yes, sir. And then I begin to grow. My friend, you know how you grow in the Lord? My friend, it's about like being married. My friend, brethren, people start out. My friend, sorry to say, but there's not many this day and time, my friend, that knows what a lasting marriage is. My friend, you say, preacher, don't get on that. My friend, that's a touchy subject. My friend, I'm not going to. My friend, I don't have to tell you. My friend, brethren, you already know. Yes, you do. My friend, I want you to know something this morning. My friend, brethren, salvation and working with God, my friend, is about like a good marriage. My friend, you have to work at it. Yes, sir. You don't work to be saved, my friend, but you work because you are saved. Ain't that right, Daniel? My friend, yes, sir. There's not one good act you can do that's good enough to redeem you. No, sir. Not one. You can't muster up enough. My friend, brethren, within yourself. My friend, to save yourself. You cannot do it. My friend, our hope is in Jesus. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, I've preached on hope before. My friend, I preached a little bit different way. My friend, I preached there's two aspects. My friend, in that of hope. My friend, desire. My friend is one of them. Desire is one of them. My friend, I'll tell you the other in a minute. My friend, it is expectation. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you hope for something, number one, you desire that it come to pass. My friend, and number two, you expect it to happen. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, the scripture said, and I read it to you. My friend, brethren, hope that is seen is not hope. No, sir. You know, there's very few people that knows what hope really is. My friend, yes, sir. That really actually knows. My friend, what hope really is. I want you to know something. My friend, if you'd let the Lord in your life, my friend, you would have a hope. Yes, sir, beyond this world. Yes, sir. My friend, but while you're in this world, you'd have a hope. My friend, I'd say an expectation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'd be looking, my friend, for that thing to come to pass. My friend, yes, you would. Yes, you would. I wonder this morning, my friend, if you really realize how much the Lord loves you. My friend, we all know the scripture. My friend, God sent his son into the world. My friend, yes, sir, John 3:16. My friend, one of the most quoted verses probably. My friend, well, portions of it. My friend is quoted. Everybody in the world knows it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, do you know what everlasting life is? My friend, I'm going to tell you, it's hope. You say, preacher, you can't do that. My friend, right? Yes, sir. My friend, you know when eternal life began in my life? You say, preacher, you ain't got it yet. My friend, I got it the night I got saved. My friend, yes, sir. I got eternal life. My friend, that's one thing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I didn't realize what I had when I got saved. No, I didn't. I appreciate my salvation more today, my friend, than I did when I got saved. You say, preacher, how's that possible? I know more about it. Yes, sir. I know what accompanies it. Yes, sir. I know what it is. Bruce, to be in fellowship with God. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't help it. I maybe I look at things different. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. My friend, I just ain't going to sit around while I'm here. My friend, waiting, thank God, to be delivered after a while. No, sir. Brethren, I believe in a heaven. My friend, I believe that's where I'm going. Yes, sir. My friend, but till I get there, my friend, I'm going to enjoy what God's done for me. Yes, sir. I'm going to enjoy, my friend, my reconciliation. A wonderful message. My friend, he didn't get around too much of that, but it's on him. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, you couldn't know that. I did know that. My friend, brethren, I want you to know it's something to be reconciled, folks. My friend, back to God. Did you know? Did you know? Brethren, when men and women get their heart right with God, my friend, that it's just like a newborn babe. Yes, sir. Just as clean and fresh and innocent. Yes, sir. They ain't nothing like repentance. No, they ain't. You know, this world don't want to hear that. My friend, we probably didn't want to hear it. We got it. Yes, sir. My friend, hope. You got hope. You know what I'm talking about. My friend, I want you to realize something this morning. Brethren, there's hope for you. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Doors wide open. My friend, they sang. Old Gordon Motes. My friend sings a song. My friend, what are you doing sitting in prison with the door wide open? Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Did you know that when Paul and Silas, my brethren, they was in jail? Yes, sir. And the scripture says around midnight they begin to sing. My friend, and pray to God. My friend, the Bible said the earthquake. My friend, and the jail doors opened. Yes, sir. And the shackles fell off. Brethren, read your book. Yes, sir. My friend, that old centurion, the swordsman, has pulled his sword about to kill his own self. My friend, you say, preacher, why was he going to do that? Because he is in charge. My friend of the prison, if any of them got gone, they was going to kill him. My friend, he figured them doors all wide open, they was all gone. Yes, sir. Paul cried out and he said, do thyself no harm. He said, we're all here. Glory to God. You say, preacher, why didn't they run? They wouldn't in jail for the bad reason. Let me put it that way. My friend, it must have been that most all of them that's in the jail, my friend, wasn't there for a bad reason. No, sir. Read the scripture says that he took old Paul and Silas home with him. Did he not? I believe the scripture teaches that he took and bathed old Paul's stripes where they had beat him. Yes, sir. The Bible says, my friend, that jailer was saved and his whole house. My friend, don't tell me God can't get you out of prison. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll tell you something else. My friend, brethren, if you're in prison this morning, my friend, it's your own doing. Yes, sir. It's your own doing. I ain't talking about down at the local jail. Those people that sits in the pews, my friend, Sunday after Sunday, my friend, locked up in prison. My friend, yes, sir, their own world. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know this morning, my friend, what your situation is, but I can tell you, my friend, I've got a hope beyond this world. Yes, I have. My friend, I've got a desire. My friend, and I've got an expectation. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you think you're going to make it? No. My friend, I know I'm going to make it. Yes, sir. My friend, I'll make it by the grace of God. I'll make it by the blood that's been applied. Yes, sir, and I'll make it because he's told me, Bruce, I'm one of his. Yes, sir, I'm a son of God. My friend, an heir of God. Brethren, a joiner with Jesus Christ. My friend, brethren, I don't know your life. And I don't know where you stand. No, I don't. But I can tell you one thing this morning. My friend, if you ain't got hope in the Lord, my friend, you're doomed. Yes, you are. You're doomed for a devil's hell. My friend, preacher, I wouldn't tell people that. My friend, brethren, it ain't God's will that you go there. My friend, it's his will, my friend, that you would come to him. Yes. Yes, sir, and let him save you. My friend, let him abide in your heart. My friend, but you won't know where the kingdom of God is. My friend, it's in the hearts of men. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, he set up his abode. Somebody read it. I might have read it. My friend, this weekend, my friend, that he had put his laws in the what? In the inner part. In the mind. Yes, sir. Not this mind. My friend, but that other mind. You say, preacher, I ain't got but one. That's where you're wrong. My friend, yes, sir. You got more than one. I'm going to tell you something else you ain't going to have. My friend, you got more than one heart. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, the night I got saved, I was 15 years old on a Wednesday night, September, 1970. My friend, you know when I got up the next morning, I looked in the mirror, I saw the same old Randy that I'd always saw. My friend, yes, sir. When I headed out to school, my friend, I thought I was the same old Randy. My friend, but brethren, about 200 or 300 yards down the road, something come out. That Randy never did say before that. My friend, you know why I didn't? It wasn't in there. Yeah, my friend, God loved me. My friend, I realized that God loved me. Let me finish that. 200 or 300 yards down the road, the devil told me when I left that church Wednesday night, he said, "You don't. Nobody here goes to school with you." My friend, you've told the church, said you don't have to tell nobody else. My friend, I agreed with him. I was shy. I didn't. I was backward. It didn't matter. I didn't want to tell nobody no way. My friend, brother, we got in Eddie's car. I'm a neighbor down there, and we headed toward the school, about 200 or 300 yards down the road. My friend, I looked over at him. I said, "Eddie, the Lord saved me." My friend, last night, I want you to know something. My friend, he done a good job. Yes, sir. My friend, he done a good job. Yes, sir. I can tell you, he done a good job. My friend, you know what happened to Randy? My friend, I went to school. Them old boys, I looked the same. My friend, I probably dressed the same. Yes, sir. But I went around and stood around them old boys that I did on Wednesday morning. My friend, yes, sir. And I stood around them, you know what? My friend, they got to talking. You know how they got to talking? They talked Thursday just like they did Wednesday. Yes, sir. My friend, I stood there for just a few minutes. My friend, and brethren, it's just like you took a knife and cut me. My friend, I couldn't handle what I was hearing. My friend, no sir. You don't tell me, my friend, that God didn't put another heart in me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what the book says? My friend, he says he took out that stony heart. My friend, and he put a heart of flesh in. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Can I tell you something? My friend, I got old fashioned, born again. My friend, something got a hold of me. My friend, something made a difference in my life. My friend, I'm thankful to this day. I really am. Hope. My friend, hope. Brethren, Paul told that to the Romans there. He said, tribulation, my friend, worketh patience. Did you know? Did you know I've had people to ask me, preacher, pray that I'd have the patience. My friend, I want you to know what this book says. He said, tribulation worketh patience. My friend, you might not want me to pray to God that you have patience. My friend, brethren, it might get rough. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of people don't believe that. My friend, I'll tell you, they sometimes that we go through things, my friend, that's for our good. Yes, sir, it's for our good. Yes, sir, it helps us. You know what it helps? My friend, it helps that other heart. Yes, sir, and it helps that heart to grow. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm going to reread just a little bit of this. My friend, tribulation worketh patience. My friend, and what did he say? Let me find it right quick. My friend, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. My friend, and experience hope. My friend, and hope maketh not ashamed. Yes, sir, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It's by the Holy Ghost. There's things that goes on in the heart of a man when God's troubling the waters. I've said this a few times. Old Brother Fred Coker is in World War II. And I can't remember altogether the situation of Fred. He couldn't wait to get home. I don't know where he's running from his calling or whatever. And he said, Randy, he said, the Lord will get in a foxhole with you. And he is way over yonder.
Yes, bless him.
He didn't outrun him, Robert.
No.
It don't happen. You can run as far as you want to. You can go as far as you want to. You can see all that your little heart desires to see. But if God's dealing with that heart, you'll never get rid of him. He'll go with you. Yes, he will. You can't work it out. You can't play it out. You can't search it out. And I'm glad that we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you know our all and all is in him.
Yeah.
If it's not, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. You may be here this morning, I've thought a lot of times. I don't know the mind of God. I don't know how he works on everybody. I've looked around a lot of times and I've thought, Lord, you're dealing with that one. You're working on that one. And I'm going to say this, most of the time I'm right. But I've looked around, my friend, and I've wondered. You know what I've wondered? Lord, have you ever dealt with him?
Yeah.
Lord, have you ever touched his heart? You read the book of Samuel. When Hannah took Samuel to the house of God, And she left him there. Did she not?
Yeah.
She left him there. Preacher, why'd she leave him there? It was a vow.
Yeah.
It was a vow that she had vowed.
Yeah.
Lord, you give me a male child. Said, when he's old enough, I'll give him back to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. He worked in the temple. You can read it. It don't get into all the details. But he's around the temple, the house of God. And the priest at that time, my friend, wasn't doing the priest's job. Overlooked. Just overlooked. You know, I think sometimes, you may think sometimes that I've could care less about you. Way I preach to you sometimes. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm under a load, brethren, because God has laid it on my heart to try to help people of this church. And I can't help you if I overlook every little old thing.
Amen.
I can't help you, my friend, if I back off from preaching what God gives me. You talk to the Wednesday night crew.
Yeah.
You talk to them. Truth of it is, you ought to be here.
Amen.
You wouldn't have to talk to them.
Amen.
You'd know what happens. Yes, you would. I'm just this way, and I'm going to be plain as I know how to be. I love to play ball. I played ball. I worked at a company down yonder called Welco Carpets. It's Mannington now. And I worked 12-hour days, 6 to 6. I was a 17-year-old boy, graduated. We worked 5, sometimes 6 days. And they had a softball team, and they come to me and they want to know what I play for them. 17-year-old, I want you to listen to this.
Yeah, listen.
I give God the praise.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to what I said a while ago. When God saved me, He done a good job.
Yeah, bless the
Lord.
Wednesday night prayer meeting started at 7 o'clock. I didn't get off till 6. Had to go to Darcy and then come back to Calhoun. Just the way it was. I told them boys, I said, I'll play with you. I said, but I won't be there no Wednesday night.
Amen.
And I won't be there no Sunday.
Amen.
That's unheard of today.
Amen.
Listen, God's the same God, folks. Some folks wonders why God don't pay them much mind in their journey. How much mind do you pay God? I played ball with them 2 or 3 years. It never failed. And it come playoff time, they'd have a Sunday evening game. And they'd work on me all week. Randy, we got to have you. We just got to have you. We ain't got nobody else. We got to have you. Make you feel like you're needed. I don't know what they was thinking. You know why, Robert? I told them.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I tell them? Brethren, it was in my heart.
Yeah.
You know what was in my heart? Union Grove Baptist Church having meeting, I was going to be there.
Amen.
And they had it Wednesday night, and they had it on Sunday. And I was there. I'm going to tell you something, Bruce. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. I mean that. Preacher, you played with them 2 or 3 years. I sure did. They never did try to get rid of me. They just tried me to get me to play some. On nights and days, I told them I wasn't going to play. You say, preacher, that don't mean nothing. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Listen. Listen to me. You young folks, listen to me. You purpose in your heart to follow the Lord. There's some things of this world that you'll cease to do on certain times. I know what I'm talking about. Preacher, I don't know if I'm willing. Truth of it is, you're just repent. You say, preacher, you ought not talk to our young people like that. We ain't got nothing for them. I'm going to tell you what. You know what Union Grove had for little 17-year-old boy? Huh? You know what they had? Every Sunday night, them doors was open, and on Wednesday night, them doors was open. And you know what? They wanted me there.
Yeah.
But you know what, Bruce? That ain't the reason I went. The reason I went, my friend, is that I'd purposed in my heart.
Amen.
You know why God used Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? There's a reason. Yes, sir, Daniel, there's a reason. You say, preacher, this is hard. One of my children sitting right there. You can ask her when she was coming up. I didn't want them playing on Wednesday night.
Amen.
Sunday either. Sunday was a no.
Amen.
No, sir. I believe she'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, you made it hard on them. She got children of her own. Huh? Lord's blessed her. Yes, sir. He ain't forgot her. Yes, sir. And I'll tell you something. I believe she's got some hope. Yes, sir. Beyond this world. Something, my friend, that our young people need to realize is that our slogan when we graduated, I never will forget it. You know what it was? It's up to you. It's up to you. Now, I'd be a lying if I told you that everything has went my way. It's not. No, it's not. The scripture teaches, I read it to you, and then we're going to ask them to get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. You may think that your old pastor don't like you, don't love you. And you may think, my friend, that you're so young and I'm so old that I don't understand where you're at. But you're badly mistaken. You're badly mistaken. I know what it is. You know what David said in the scripture? He said, I once was young. He said, and I'm now old. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David knowed something, didn't he? He knowed something about young. And he knowed something about the old. Come get a verse, if you would, Case. I understand more than you think. I realize I had a man, had a lady. It got in my face, my friend, one time. She told me to leave her children alone. That I shouldn't preach such things. Listen, I want you to know something. 1970 is 2025. We just come through September. How many years is that? 55 years. In my 55-year journey, the Lord ain't changed.
Amen. Amen.
When I come to the realization, Daniel, of what I had, what salvation really meant to me, and what a commitment from me meant, the Lord ain't changed. He's expected something out of Randy. Yes, he has. But I'm going to tell you something. The rewards and the benefits outweigh the tribulation.
Amen.
They outweigh the problems, the difficulties, the unpassable rivers, the unsurmountable mountains.
Yeah.
Went hunting over here in Cahutta. Old buddy, Hubert, all the men around. I never had been to Cahutta. They said, you go hunt right over there. I just looked out across that. I could see the top of the mountain over there is about all I could see. I said, how am I going to get there? And they said, you go right down through yonder and you climb that mountain. You go over that mountain, you get over there, and you'll see a spot, and it's a good spot. They put me in a good spot.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me I really had to climb that mountain. Had I not had a strap on my rifle, it probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah,
it took both hands. I mean literally both hands grabbing hold of trees. Difficult, but you know why I done it? Because I had a desire to get over in that good spot.
Amen.
There may be times, Jeff, in our life and in our Christian journey that we have to grab hold of both hands and pull ourselves up the mountain. But folks, I'm here to tell you,
yeah,
there's a good spot.
Amen.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah.
These folks, my friend, that's absolutely shorting themselves,
yes,
of the blessings that God's give us.
Yeah.
Benefits. Used to when you went to on a job, you didn't have benefits till you've been there a while.
Right.
You didn't even have insurance.
No.
Till you've been there a while. You had to stay a while if you wanted to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't have 401k, didn't know what 401k was.
Yeah.
Had a profit sharing, but you had to be there 9 years, yes, to be fully invested. If you left before 9 years, you got zero. What do you mean, preacher? Brethren, the benefits of God are obtainable. But I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to stick with the Lord. You're going to have to go with Him. You're going to have to walk with Him. You're going to have to talk to Him. You're going to have to become, my friend, a relationship between you and Him. And then you will understand what hope really means. If in this life only I had hope, I would be of all men most miserable. We have a hope beyond this life. Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.